Welcome to Open Mic on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. I'm Mike McNamara. Going to be your host for the next hour, playing you a whole bunch of great music, some new music, some not-so-new music, and probably a couple of older cuts, too. I like to mix it up. So thanks for the message there on the new Blue concert. I'm going to tell you some more about that later in the show. The New Blue is a bluegrass band from North Carolina, as Bobby just told you, and they're quite a dynamic band. I'm going to play a cut from one of their albums a little bit later in the show and talk about them a little bit more. But first up, I'm going to play another band that's going to be in town. They're actually going to be in town tomorrow. And that's Dead Horses. They are a band, actually, they're really a duo out of Wisconsin. I think they're based out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. They've been together for a few years. They got a great sound. They're getting a lot of attention. They are Sarah Voss and Daniel Wolf. I think Sarah does most of the singing. I think Daniel plays bass and sings backup. Sarah does the songwriting. So they're going to be at the Vintage Wine Bar, like I said, tomorrow night, Friday. You can find out more about it at the Vintage Wine Bar's website, which is VintageReading, all one word, .com. And that'll be a great show, so you won't want to miss it, Dead Horses. So I'm going to kick it off with them doing a live version of their song, In the Morning, which was off of their Cartoon Moon album that came out back in 2016. Dead Horses doing In the Morning.
And maybe we can get one more song out of
you
these guys.
You got it.
All
yeah.
right.
One, two, three.
And I said, please, just let me be. And I said, please, just let me be. And in the morning, I see my lover. He keeps calling out to me. And by the noontide, I see my sister. She keeps calling out to me. And she keeps calling. She keeps calling out to me. And in the valley, I see my ego. It keeps calling out to me. And it keeps calling out to me. And I said, please, just let me. just let me be.
It's WNCW. We have been enjoying a live session with Dead Horses here at WNCW. Once again, the new album called Cartoon Moon, and they are playing.
Oh, there's a river that winds on forever. I'm gonna see where it leads. Oh, there's a mountain that no man has mounted. I'm gonna stand on the peak. Out there's a land that time don't command. Wanna be the first to arrive. No time for pondering why I'm wandering on while we're boasted alive. To the ends of the earth would you follow me? There's a world that was meant for our eyes to see. To the ends of the earth would you follow me? If you won't, I'm saying my goodbyes to you. Spices, they will melt your tongue. song, there are children dying. There are mothers crying. There are lovers goodbying for the last time. There are children dying. This is not to say our troubles are in vain. It's only to remind us when impatience blinds us. We are lucky, I am lucky, and you are lucky today.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Open Mic on KKRN Community Radio. Thanks for listening. So I'm Mike McNamara. Last set, we finished up with Cora Feeder. That's a song called Marigolds off of her album by the same name. It's actually an EP. It's got five songs. Came out last year. And beautiful songwriting, beautiful singing, great guitar playing. Cora Feeder is the daughter of Rita Hosking and Sean Feeder, so she comes from a musical family, but she's doing her own thing. It's just I liked every song on the EP. Beautiful songwriting, personal, thoughtful music. Cora Feeder doing Marigolds. She's getting some attention too. She actually was a winner at the Kerrville Folk Artist Contest, and she also was at the Telluride Troubadour Contest. So she's people are noticing her. It's a good thing for Cora. Before that, Chris Delmhorst with her husband, Jeffrey Folkalt, doing a live version of Magnolia, which is off of her most recent release, which is called The Wild, came out last year. And before that, Lord Huron, a band I really like. That was actually a live version of a song called Ends of the Earth that was off their debut album, Lonesome Dreams, back in 2012. So Lord Huron's been doing it now for going on six years, and I just like their sound. It's they call it indie folk, but I hear a lot of influences. Lord Huron doing Ends of the Earth. Okay, well, I've got a cut lined up here from New Blue. That's the band that's going to be playing at the KKRN event. KKRN is going to have another event, music event, that you won't want to miss. And it's going to be Sunday, August 5th at the Old City Hall in Reading, which is 1313 Market Street, downtown Reading. New Blue is going to be the headliner. They're a bluegrass band from North Carolina. They've got a dynamic sound. They're getting a lot of popularity in the bluegrass band circles. The event's gonna be $15 at the door. You can pay right there at the door. If you want to get tickets in advance, you can go to eventbrite.com. That's one word, eventbrite.com. If you want to get more information, give us a call at our number, 530-337-1101. As an added bonus, we're going to have the local band Bird Feeder opening, and if you haven't seen them, you got to see them. They're great, young trio. They do a lot of their own songwriting. They do covers. They're just fun. Got a great sound. So there'll be beer, wine, other beverages, and food available also. So Sunday, August 5th, it'll start at 3 p.m. So check that out. So I'm going to play a song by New Blue just to give you a flavor of kind of music they do. I listened to a few different songs. This is, I think this is an original. It's called That Road. It's a live cut. This is off of their 10 album. It came out back in 2013. And kind of the heart and soul of the band are North Carolina natives Daniel and Carolyn Routh. They're a couple married. Carolyn does a lot of the singing, and man, she's just got a great bluegrass voice, as you will hear. Listen to New Blue. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
voices all around me. Cameras flash, people stare, and my heart is caught up in the lights. Autographs and radio play another bluegrass show. I can't help but think of you tonight. That road keeps on calling my name, and the stars are shining just for me. At night when my head hits my pillow, I remember home. Whoa, and I remember you. Time to think today. Wish I could just go up on stage, sing away my blues with J.D. Crow. But the show won't start till 8, so I'll have to sit and wait. Watch my tears for you hit the floor. That road keeps on calling my name, and the stars are shining just for me. At night when my head hits my pillow, I'll remember home. Oh, and I'll remember you. That road keeps on calling my name, and the stars are shining just for me. At night when my head hits my pillow, I'll remember home. Whoa, and I'll remember you. That road keeps on calling my name, and the stars are shining just for me.
Somewhere you churchyard auction, a sight to see. Pray the eyes are big and the odds are lean. The pockets all are empty, the chances all are gone. There's a free bet yet on a house of stone. House of stone. Well, now some may sing the sounds of hallelujah and dream about a mansion of gold. But to each be true and to each be known, my dreams all are resting on a house of stone. House of stone. Riches are boundless, they know no end. And down in the valley, the shadow has grown. But in the light higher Calvary sits a house of stone. A house of stone.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Open Mic on KKRN Community Radio. I'm Mike McNamara. So we finished up that set with the lively Raynon Giddens doing Freedom Highway. That was off her album by the same name that came out last year, Freedom Highway. And that was her second solo album. And really, that album got a lot of attention, a lot of acclaim. Before that, Raynon Giddens played with the band The Carolina Chocolate Drops, and she's had quite the career. Beautiful voice, operatic voice. Raynon Giddens doing Freedom Highway. And before that, we had Mandolin Orange, a duo out of North Carolina, doing House of Stone. That came off their This Side of Jordan album that came out in 2013, Mandolin Orange. Before that, a cut that I just couldn't resist, Caitlin Canty, an artist I really like, her sound, doing a cover of Wildflowers, Tom Petty song, along with Darlingside. They're a quartet. It's also getting a lot of attention, kind of a folk rock, indie rock band out of back east. And I discovered when I found that version, I discovered that they actually knew each other before they became professional artists. They went to the same college back east. But that was Caitlin Canty along with Darlingside doing Wildflowers. Okay, we got time for some more music.